Good morning. 00 hours. Rain. 41 degrees. Good morning. 01:00 hours. 41 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. The Great 38, WMN, Flint. Good morning, 02:00 hours. 41 degrees. Good morning, 03:00 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 04:00 hours. 42 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 05:00 hours. 43 degrees. Good morning, 06:00 hours. 47 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint.
WRWF 505, moderate.
Good morning, 07:00 hours. 48 degrees.
KFA-DMV testing. KFA-DMV clear.
WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 08:00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 09:00 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 10:00 hours. 55 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint.
080, left will go.
KB8OE. KB8OE mobile.
WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Delta November, monitoring.
The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Delta November, monitoring.
Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
Oh, yeah, it works if you keep chunking as a don't.
Let them continue to play games. We have ways of finding them. And a video.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
KEATOM, radio check. KEATOM. KEATOM, radio check. KEATOM.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees.
OOE.
KD8 IWS Mobile. KD8 IWS Mobile clear.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly cloudy, 66 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Updated weather. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. VHF hub, disconnected. Fenton 78, connected to Flint 38. Severe thunderstorm watch.
Skywarn is activated for the severe weather threat that's coming through here within the next probably 30 to 60 minutes. It's going to start entering the county. Break. We're going to be running a very loose net. We're going to take, if you have, well, there'll be several different people monitoring the repeater, so if you call, someone will answer. If you have severe weather criteria, please go ahead and call net control, and we will take that report and we'll pass that on down. If you do not have anything severe to report, we will go ahead and take check-ins after this severe weather threat has passed. If you have any questions or anything, please feel free to call net control, and one of us will answer your questions. And like I said, we'll take check-ins at the end, and we're going to take and only accept severe report criteria until the threat has passed. KD8BMB.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. Severe thunderstorm watch.
KD8QQC, monitoring.
KD8QQC, can I get a signal check?
KD8QQC, this is KD8QQC, you're coming in loud and clear.
KD8CBX, I should have said, I was calling out to KD8QQC. I just wanted to see how I was doing in case the weather in that clicks on here. Looks like it's getting pretty serious to the west of us.
Yep, we're currently running a net right now. We're not really taking check-ins at this time, but if you do have significant weather damage to report, we will take those at any time. Currently, there's a tornado warning and a severe thunderstorm watch to our south and southwest and Siwashi County and Livingston County. Again, we're not taking check-ins at this time, but if you do or anyone else listening has any severe weather criteria, please call in. KD8ZFC, Genesee County Skywarn.
Stations, standby, copy, severe thunderstorm warning. Severe thunderstorm warning for Oakland and Genesee. 651, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Langsburg to Oak Grove near Whitmore Lake. Moving northeast at 70 mile per hour wind gust and plenty size hail, radar indicated. Expect considerable tree damage likely to mobile homes roofs.
Severe thunderstorm warning.
This is NEVDS, Genesee County Skywarn.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, repeater Flint. Severe thunderstorm warning. Severe thunderstorm watch. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees.
AFACKU, anybody listening?
CCTV. Isn't there a weather net on this frequency?
Last station, this is KDZFC. Affirmative, we do have a weather net going at this time.
Flint Township, I've got sustained wind 65 miles an hour.
Okay, clear. You got winds in Flint Township, 65 miles an hour, and your call time?
Kilo Charlie, 8 Delta Uniform Papa, NWS training to the Army National Guard.
Copy that. Can you go through your call sign again?
Kilo Charlie, 8 Delta Uniform Papa.
Copy that. 19, 16 hours. Change guys, cover.
We just reached 80 miles an hour.
Okay, for your measurement, is that, is this a measurement or just an estimate?
It was a Davis weather instrument. It's no longer operational.
Copy that. Appreciate it. We'll send it on out.
Severe thunderstorm warning. Severe thunderstorm watch.
KCADP in that. KCADP in that. Go ahead. Yeah, whatever just came through here, brought a whole bunch of heavy stuff from my back of my property to the front of my property, blew down a lot of fence, took out a large maple tree and lots of other damage has transpired. Stations on the radio, there is an active weather net on this frequency. Please hold your traffic.
At this time, 88 BMB.
The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint.
All stations, stand by to copy weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for Genesee County has been canceled. The storms that prompted the warning have moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the severe thunderstorm warning has canceled. There is a severe thunderstorm watch still in effect. Genesee County is back to condition green. If you have traffic you need to pass on a repeater, you can do so, but please keep your transmission as short as possible because there is still an active weather net in progress. Thank you. N8BDS, Genesee County Weather.
At this time, we'll take any check-ins or any reports.
Net Control, this is Kilo 8, Echo Papa Lima. I am currently mobile and wanting to check in.
All right, check-in is K8EL, Kilo 8, Echo Papa Lima. And this is KD8ZFC, Net Control for Venice County. At this time, we'll take any check-ins or damage reports.
Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Charlie Zulu, K8KCZ, Matt in Clow, checking in.
KE8CZX, Chris in Davison, checking in, and we're over the house in Davison.
Last station, yeah, I think you double with somebody, if you can repeat again.
KE8CZX, Chris in Davison, checking in, and our greenhouse flew over the house into the street.
Okay, have that.
This is W8FNP, John, Greenpoint.
Wow. FNP, I got your call sign.
This is W8JJ, Whiskey 8, Julia, Julia, Tim, and Grand Blanc Township.
W8JJ, get your call sign in, thank you. Last station, you're coming really scratchy, or you're probably doubling somebody, if you can repeat again. KD8CFC.
This is KD8QQC, Flint Township. We're all clear.
Got you in there. 1935 hours. This is Kilo Echo 8, Oscar Romeo, India, in Benton Township. We are all clear here.
I think I got you in pretty good.
Net Control, KD8PAV in Burton, Michigan, just checking in.
BH check in at this time, 19. KD8PAV,
just got one. This is KD8PAV, Net Control for Jenny County. This time, we're going to close the net down. We'll take one last call for check-ins at this time. Again, KD8PAV, Net Control for Jenny County, Skyline. We'll be coming down the net. Now it's 1938 hours.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Tango Papa, Patrick and Flint, checking in.
Yes, checked in. Appreciate it.
KDTX. Yes.
Last station, you can reach me in.
Kilo Delta 8 Papa Alpha X-Ray, KDTX, Forest Township.
TX, got you in.
KAEPL, Richfield Township, I got a tree down on the roadway off of Irish Road.
Okay, do you have any nearest cross street or block number?
Got Irish Road right by
the
Mark. Standby. Yeah, right across from Outdoor Adventure on Irish Road in Richfield Township.
Captain, we'll set it up to county there for you.
Thank you. There's civilians in the street trying to clear it out. Just thought I'd say something so that we can get road commission out here or county out here to clean it up properly. But definitely, small tree, maybe. I can't tell from the distance here, but definitely blocking the roadway.
And your call sign again?
Call sign here is Kilo 8 Echo Papa Lima.
Copy. That now is 1941 hours. Again, I want to thank all those that were participating and listening in. If you guys have any questions or concerns, please contact the carriers and radio side. Again, KDNZFC, that control because every train Skywarn will be closed.
KDHPAX, is Skywarn still on frequency?
This is Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Oscar Bravo. I'm not sure I heard him on there earlier. I know our repeaters in Owasso, both our repeaters are down. I don't know if it's power or the wind knock antenna, but they're both down at this point in time.
Okay, I just got another storm report. I just happened to look out across the street right from my house, and one of my neighbor's 40-foot pine trees, the whole thing up with it, is laying on top of the pole barn.
Roger that.
All right, yeah, well, Forest Township, I'd say the wind come through here is 65 miles an hour at least.
I've heard and that was closed down, guys.
Kilo 8 Echo Papa Lima, storm report.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Oscar Bravo, I just heard that it's all down. They're already, it's done, canceled.
This is K8EPL. I need somebody to help me out here. I got a storm report. Almost some down power lines. Power line pole did snap in half. This is K8EPL. Is there anybody on frequency, please?
K8EPL, this is WAFFR.
Hey, Ryan, this is K8EPL. I got a down power line on Irish Road. I don't have my cell phone or I would call, but it's right in front of somebody's house. A tree came down and pulled some power lines and pole broke on Irish Road between Packout Road and Mount Morris Road.
So you said it's on Irish Road between Mount Morris Road and what else? Because I'm in Flint and I'm driving right now, so I really can't pull up my cell phone.
Affirmative. I'm sure that looks like the homeowner is there. I'm sure they're aware of it, and they've probably already called either Consumers Energy or the police department. But there's some dangerously down power lines. They're ground level. They're not disconnected from the pole, but they're at ground level.
All right, find out with the homeowner which services they have contacted.
I can try, but the power line is blocking the driveway. I cannot get up to the house safely.
Any VDS?
Then don't even try.
Any VDS?
Russian, go ahead.
That information to Bessie County 911. It's already on a list for consumers. fire departments have been notified, and I would highly recommend that you not try to approach any closer than what you are. Thank you.
Understood. I just want to make sure that they were notified. Like I said, I'm sure 911's been told, but I'm already home. I'm about a mile and a half from there now, and I'm just going to stay home and stay put. So, here's the EPL.
Sounds like a plan. Appreciate your information. Stay safe. Any VDS.
W8FFR, clear. Understood. 28EPL, clear.
Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. Good evening, 2000 hours. Rain. 64 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Sentence 7-8, disconnected. VHF hub, connected to Flint 3-8.
KE8POM radio test. KE8POM radio test.
KE8POM Whiskey 9 Delta Charlie Victor. You sound great.
Much thanks. KE8POM out.
Hey, how does my radio sound? W9DCV.
You sound great. Definitely 9s.
Thank you very much, W9DCVO.
KADYS, KBACRB. KBACRB, clear.
Hello, this is Whiskey 9, Delta Charlie Victor. Would anybody care to make a contact this evening? Over. Good evening, this is Whiskey 9, Delta Charlie Victor. See if anybody wants to make a contact this evening. Whiskey 9, Delta Charlie Victor, monitoring and listening.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Okay, if you need well, monitoring.
KF8YO something, this is Whiskey 9, Delta Charlie Victor. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just dandy here. We had a kind of a nasty storm front move through here. And by the way, it's KF8YO, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Yankee Lima. And my name's Ken here, and I'm in Bertrand.
All right, I have Kilo Fox 8, Alpha Yankee Lima. Yeah, this is Whiskey 9, Delta Charlie Victor. You got Dan over here, and yep, I watched a storm go through, and I'm down in southwest Lansing here. And where are you located tonight? Over.
I'm in Birch Run, or Burt, kind of between the two, but there's no power here anyway. But we have a whole house generator, so we actually have power, but most people don't. We'll see how long the Burt Tower lasts without on its emergency power, because there's no power there either.
Oh, wow, okay. I'm not familiar with where the Burt Tower is. What direction is that from Lansing?
So Burt is, well, if you know where Birch Run is, I'm in actually Birch Run, but That's just north of Flint, and then Bird is about 4 or 5 miles west of Birch Run. So Birch Run's like right on the I-75 corridor, just north of Flint, about 20 miles. And then Bird is about four or five miles west of that.
Okay, well, so far as I know, I think Flint is about 50 or 60 miles from where I'm at. I'm not from here. I'm just here for work, and I brought my HD with, and I cruised around, and I found this repeater on repeater book, and also in the, I think it's the Central Michigan Amateur Radio Association website. So I'm just trying to enjoy my hobby a little bit while I'm traveling for work. This is really an awesome little repeater system here, and I'm glad to be on it. Over.
Yeah, it's quite the extensive link network there. I think it's a WATMN system that I'm on, but it's making with, there's Lansing, they're all over. So Lansing, Lapeer, out in the Thumb, Guilford, Mayville, going up north of Bay City and whatnot. And I think there's a few others out there that I'm not remembering.
That's pretty impressive. And I tried to use this machine last night, and I made contact with a gentleman, but it was there's a lot of static and scratch. Tonight it sounds really good. You're coming in crystal clear, like you're sitting right next to me. So, there's hanging out here and seeing who's out there, trying to make some friends or some contacts here. So I live way over in western Wisconsin, the far edge of Wisconsin. So I'm kind of in a new town. Don't really know what's going on here. Just trying to do my homework and trying to have some fun on my HD here. Over.
Yeah, I'm a fairly new guy too. I've only had a license for about a year, and just kind of puttering around wherever I have time to make some contacts here or there on some of these repeaters. But I actually was looking down at my radio. I'm like, oh, that's right, I'm on the VHF side, so that's not Bird. I'm off the Guilford Tower, so they have power. But there's a UHF side to this network too that is still working. But yeah, I'm not on that one right now. So.
Okay, yeah, that sounds pretty good. I don't know all the ins and outs of the system, but I'm on the 280 machine here, and it's 6.1 miles away from my location here.
Yeah, I think you can get a view of all these link ones anyway if you go to WATMN.net and you look at their analog section, and it'll show you all the VHF, UHF, all the stuff that they got linked together. It's a great system.
Okay, did you say Whiskey Alpha Tango Mike November .net? Over.
Whiskey 8 Charlie Mike November W8CMN.net.
All right, Roger, I got you in that one. I got Whiskey 8 Charlie Mike November .net. Okay, yep, I'll take a cruise soon and take a look at that. Sounds like I got about a week left here finishing up our project, and I'll be moving on. But I like traveling around and trying out the different repeaters and stuff and meeting some people and having a little bit of fun along the way.
Yeah, I hear you. I kind of wish I would have got a license a long time ago. I used to do a bunch of jobs going all over down south. Alabama and Georgia and out east and then out west, California, Nevada, and then did a whole bunch of work in Wisconsin at Oshkosh Truck and Pierce Truck there in Appleton for years. But yeah, I didn't have this then. Wasn't aware of it.
Oh yeah, right through that. But going ahead in the future, having a little HD like this, it's a great way to get in touch with the local community. And I've done a lot of work over there that Oshkosh and Appleton, Fond du Lac area, and if you ever get back there, I've had a ton of good luck on local repeaters in there. They're really active there, and if you ever get back, it's definitely bring your HD. There's a bunch of stuff you can try out. I've used this little radio here in Reno, Nevada, and Shreveport, Louisiana. It's a great way to get in touch with the locals.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Well, hey, I'm going to let you go here. One of my neighbors is coming down the drive, and he wants some help starting up one of his generators. There's no power in this area, so I need to help my neighbor out here. But 73's for now. This is KF8AYL, and I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, fantastic. KF8AYL, this is W9DCV from Wisconsin, San 73 my friend, and I'll be listening along. Over.
KE8, radio check.
Hey, I missed the call sign, but this is W9DCV. Your radio was sounding pretty all right, a little bit of static on the back end, but if I've been paying attention, I wouldn't have gotten your full call sign. Over.
Thank you. That was Kilo Echo. I was checking my mobile radio because I'm on solar power right now because I got no power in my area. I was just checking my radio, see if it's in the repeater or not. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, you're doing pretty good. Hey, could I have your call sign again? I think I put my logs over.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Tango Papa KE8ZPP. I'm in Flint, Michigan. Name's Patrick.
Oh, fantastic. I got a Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Tango Papa. Mr. Patrick over there? Yep, you sounded really good in that transmission. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
Well, thank you. I didn't get your call sign. All I got was Whiskey 9, but I'm going to be 73, and I'll just be monitoring this frequency for a little bit longer before I go to sleep.
Yep, roger, roger. Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Tango Papa. This is Whiskey 9, Delta, Charlie, Victor. You got Dan over here from Wisconsin, hanging out in Lansing currently. But hey, I'll say 73, see you, my friend, and I'll catch you on down the road. W9DTV.
KE8AZI. Could I get a signal check, please?
KE8AZI. Signal is strongly reported and nominal.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to see if I was getting out or not. I've never been on this particular repeater before. I am currently located in Saginaw. Just relocated down here. Thank you very much. And I'll be clear on that. KE8AZI. I'm clear. Monitoring.
They're coming in clear. Hitting me 10 plus. This is KDACI. Monitoring.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees.
Oscar Echo, this is Whiskey 9, Delta Charlie Victor.
Hey, what machine are you using? Are you using Guilford?
It's the 280 machine. I'm not sure what the city is, over.
Yeah, it's in Genesee County. I was looking to see if anybody was getting into their rear, so it's just 60.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the repeater is that you referenced. I was just trying to follow up from when I spoke to you yesterday, but you had lost back on your transmission. Try it again.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in the vehicle and run up the hill and see how far the power is. Power is out and back here.
Roger that. I'll be listening along. Kilo Bravo 8, Oscar Echo. This is W9DCV. I'll be listening.
KD8OOE, KD8TAR. Mike, if you can copy, the LaPierre repeater is down. The tower came down. No copy. KD8TAR listening.
All right, did I make it this time, or am I making it in?
I can copy you now. Go right ahead.
I'm going to go get in the car. I'm up here faster. I'm going to head up the hill here on 15 and look out over the valley and see how far the lights are out there. Where I'm at, the lights are out. I'm right across the road from the river just north of town, back into like a, it's a road, but it's like a sub back here.
Okay, copy that. I'm, we've got power in Columbiaville, but my daughter down Grand Blanc, my daughter in Grand Blanc does not have power, so I'm on my way over there with a generator for her.
John, my buddy Scott over there in Grand Blanc already texted me and told me his is down too, so he confirmed that Grand Blanc is definitely without. All right, I'm going to be mobile here in a second, and I'll be monitoring the frequency, and that's, I got enough power and gain in that thing, so you don't have to try to guess at what I'm saying. Be safe, Kevin. This is KD8OOE.
All right, take care, Mike. I'll be on here for a little bit more. KD8TAR, mobile.
The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint.
KV8OOE mobile.
KV8OOE mobile. This is Whiskey 9 Delta Charlie Victor. Hey, you sound great. Over.
Half of Astor's got it, but the other half don't. I think I'm gonna turn around, head up the hill, and see if I see if they got it uptown or up above the high banks of the river up top.
Roger that. You're heading around and heading up to the high banks of the river to see what they got. Copy that.
Just south of the railroad tracks in Vassar, south of the tracks. They seem to have it on both sides of the road, but north of the tracks across 15, they only have it on the east side of town, and there's DTE trucks near the river, on the west side of the river, Cass Avenue.
All right, yeah, it sounds like they got on the west side of the river, Cass Avenue. Have I heard that before?
The dividing point is the railroad tracks to the west of 15. Maybe there's something back here that have it. I don't know. There's a lot of generators running right now, that's for sure.
Copy the dividing point is the railroad tracks west of 15. Got that. You got a lot of generators going. Over.
Light here on 15 east of the bridge is working. I'm going to head up the hill. The one at
one at the west side of town is not lit up. Let's see if it's on. I'm going to, as soon as this light changes, I'm going to head across the river and head up the hill.
All right, sounds like 15 east of the bridge is working. 15 west of the bridge is not working. Copy?
So, all you have, there's no street lights. The whole town here, the whole town west of the river is down to the count, and there's no street light. So,
what?
And it seems like they should almost have something right here in the middle. Oh, the bank generator must be on. It's lit up like Christmas.
All right, fantastic. Kilo Bravo 8, Oscar Echo. This is Whiskey 9, Delta Charlie Victor. Hey, I'll be sitting here on the sidelines, and I want to go see what else you can find out. And I'll be on the sidelines here monitoring. Over.
There's a lot of jumps from the trees laying across 15 right at the top of the hill, but there's no large pieces, thank God. Kevin was just on, said the Lapeer repeater's done. Sound like they need to stick a fork in that. They're probably generators. Oh, look at that. There's a tree down. I'm going to check this out.
KATTL monitoring.
Oh, that thing ripped up the root ball and everything. It's a pretty good sized tree down here. Right at the top of the hill at the chiropractor here. Oh, yep. Yeah, don't say that. We're on the air. One of the friendliers is riding around. Let's see if he stops in.
KATTL monitoring.
Kilo Bravo 8, Oscar Echo, you sound fantastic.
I got it's not quite in tune yet, but I got a Super Gainer 7900. The Chinese clone of the Japanese antenna, or wherever they make these diamond antennas, and it's close, but it isn't tuned just right. But if I get a chance, I'll tune it in. It'll be a whole lot better. But I'm only doing 20 watts. I'm up here in Thatcher. Well, there's an awful lot of people down this stretch without power.
Oh, dang it, boy. Hey, whatever you're doing, keep it up. You're sounding crystal clear now. It's sad to hear about all the people in Thatcher there without power. Over.
Anybody, I want to say west of the river, anybody west of the river is pretty much done. Getting in earlier with an HD from town, so now I'm mobile, and I got a little bit more fuzz on this signal to get out, you know. I haven't got tweaked where I wanted on the band, but that's coming next. I tune it in, it'll be a lot better.
Yeah, those last transmissions that you had, you're crystal clear, and it sounds like you're sitting right next to me. Kilo Bravo 8, Oscar Echo, this is Whiskey 9, Delta Charlie Victor.
Yeah, this repeater does an awful lot of the work, too. But having the gain to get in and enough power to do it, well, I tell you what, it is dark here. I haven't seen this town this dark in a long time.
Well, I don't know if that's good or bad, but so I'm down in southwest Lansing, and we get some wind, a little bit of a wintry mix that hit the windows, but it has not been that bad here, so I can show what you're experiencing up there. Over.
Hopefully that was the last bit of it, but and I'll tell you what, it dropped in temperature too. But, I'm going to clear out of here. I'm going to ride around a little bit and see if I can find any down lines or anything. They've got the power company working there alongside the river.
Yeah,
I'll see. 7-3, you sounded good into the landing machine. This is KB-8-0-O-E.
Hey, fantastic. Kilo Bravo 8, Oscar Echo. This is Whiskey 9, Delta Charlie Victor. I'll say 7-3 is my friend. I'll be listening along, but catch you on the flip side.
Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
N8XP. N8XP.
What do you know, Scott? Keep it up, sir.
I have all my pickings of which repeater I was going to connect to, and I tried the 3-1, and that worked fine, so I switched over to 3-8. I think that's a little bit closer.
Yeah, probably.
Good evening. 23 hours.
3-1's got a receiver in
56 degrees.
Front side, though.
Oh, yeah, so if somebody did transmit on 6-2, they'd still be hitting the other receivers. I guess that would make sense.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Right.
Does the main repeater have to be up for All-Star to work? Because it doesn't seem to be working.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
I didn't know if Burnside would hear me, or Mayville, if the main repeater's down. Does it depend on that for the other receivers to work?
Yeah, because the voters, the server's at the main site there, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, so we'd move that to another location here in Lapeer. That would work. Okay, I got to get some sleep before I head down to Detroit. My flight out of Flint was canceled, so now I got to go out of Detroit and leave at 3 o'clock instead of leaving at 5 o'clock here to Flint. So, inconvenient, and my wife's not too happy because she's got to drive me down there, but I'll be back Friday night, late night. Thanks for the help, N8XP.
Yeah,
how
much sleep you're going to get? If she probably leaves at 3... An hour there, you gotta leave the house probably by 2. You're probably supposed to be an hour there, an hour ahead of your flight, so that leaves that, you gotta leave at 1. You need 2 hours sleep. Good luck. We'll get her taken care of. Keep it up, Stubby.
Well, the good thing is we leave at 3. I board at 5:30, so it should give me enough time to get down there and be ready to go. Take care, N8XP.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
KF8AYL, monitoring.
K8DPL mobile.
K8DPL, how are you doing tonight? This is KF8AYL.
Oh, I'm doing all right. Just out and about for a little bit.
A pretty nasty storm blew through here earlier today. We're out of power still. I mean, we have a whole house generator here, so we're not out of power, but the area is out of power here. I'm in Birch Run.
Understood. Do you know if the if there is any tornadoes either spotted or potential tornadoes in Genesee County?
I heard of tornadoes in Shiawassee and Perry, I think one was, and then somebody said North Shiawassee County, and then another one came up in Owosso. It was heading right for us, and then we got weather alerts right about that time saying, tornado warning, take cover. But we didn't see any here, but I heard Perry and Owosso, I think, for sure, somewhere around those two areas were some sightings.
Understood. Just kind of got something in my head and just trying to figure it out. Really powerful winds earlier, and I wasn't sure what it was, so I don't know still, so.
KAEPL. Yeah, somebody said earlier on here the Lapeer tower on the VHF network is actually, they said the tower was actually down. So I don't know if that's true or not, but who knows, man. That was the Lapeer one, I guess.
I actually can confirm that. I've actually seen pictures from a Lapeer member, and the top of the tower is on the ground, pretty much anyway. But the tower is down.
Well, that's unfortunate. Must have been some pretty stiff winds moving through that area. Holy cow.
Yeah, it pretty much folded in half is kind of what it looks like on the picture. The repeater is down completely. Not just offline down, but tower came down too.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's how the previous person had worded it. They didn't say the repeater is out. They said the tower is down.
Actually, I want to see it for myself real quick, so I'm taking a drive out there, but, yeah, I saw pictures, and, yeah, it's not good. Anyway, KAEPL.
Well, I'm just listening to my generator hum away there. I had a bit of a stressful affair earlier tonight. It was running along fine, and then all of a sudden the voltage dropped from 240 to, 205. And I've seen this before, and I'm like, I know what just happened. You know, the lights kind of dim in the house, what incandescent lights that we have left. I'm like, yeah, one of those two caps in there just crapped out. I got spares, but I'm like, man, I'm going to have to go out there. It's raining. It's dark. I'm going to shut this thing down. Everything's going to be hot in there, and I got to replace this stuff. But I got it done. We're back to 240 volts.
Well, that's good. Sorry that you had that issue, but I'm glad that you're able to get it repaired. I'm just going out for curiosity's sake. Not going to touch anything or anything like that, just curiosity. I live in close to Otisville, and we've got no power there, too, so I don't know. It's definitely a mess, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I didn't look at the DTE map, which I think, I'm not sure where their lines are, but I think it's somewhere over there. But the consumer's power outage map looks like a giant mess. pretty much everything south of kind of like the middle of the state is just got giant blotches everywhere. I think it's one of their, we need to call in people from other states to help us, that kind of power fix thing.
Yeah, we have consumers where we are at in Genesee County. So as far as I know, all of Genesee County has consumers energy. So
Otisville is in Genesee County, right on M-15, north of Davison, but, yeah, we got no power.
Well, I guess Birch Run town proper, I'm in Birch Run here, but I'm like three, four miles west of town, and much closer to Birch. So Birch's out, I'm out. Birch Run, the town itself, has power, but I think they're kind of isolated with their power.
Well, that's the magic of the power grid, I'll tell you that. You know, I go one block one way where I live, and power's there. So it's a confusing thing. I don't know anything about electrical or power lines or how any of that works, the power distribution system, but definitely a mess.
Yeah, that seemed to be an oddball storm. I was actually outside, and I had my AC on me, and it started lighting up with no alerts, and then the Skywarn people started coming on various channels, and it was like all of a sudden, it was like extreme stuff, like take cover, and tornadoes. Like, I was literally, it was sunny and zero wind, and they're saying there's tornadoes in Owosso, and I'm like, that's only a few miles west of here, like, maybe I better get inside, this stuff's coming. And it came, but there was no, like, ramp up. It was just, like, zero wind, and then all of a sudden, it was 60, 70 mile an hour whipping wind. And, yeah, I don't think the power lines like that too much.
I totally agree. For sure. KZEPL Mobile for ID.
Alright, well, I'm going to go in here. I have a meeting with some of my Japanese friends. It's their time of day, so that's the job. The internet's still working, so I guess I have to take it. But good chatting with you. And we'll catch you another day. KF8AYL, clear on your time.
73 is Buddy, and I'll talk to you later. K8EPL, mobile monitoring.